I thought I'd start with a picture of the sun. And it's funny, isn't it? Because actually, I can feel it, even if I come right back here. Because it's God's sun. Get it? You see, that works for me, because I'm dyslexic, you see. So spelling's like a mystery to me. So the fact that it's spelled S-U-N actually means nothing to me. It's actually S-O-N. It's God's sun. See what I did there? That's quite cool, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't it great to be in Jesus' presence? Thank you. And actually, his presence is quite amazing, because you can be in that presence, or he gives us presents. Yeah. The thing is that I wanted you to remember we've come out of worship in a sense, but we're still in God's presence. The Son of God is going to bless us. Whatever. It's obviously this clicker is designed to praise, that you've got to reach up and put your hands out to, which fits in. The disciples worshipped Jesus. They praised him. This is Matthew 28:20. And it said, Jesus said, "And be sure of this." Why did he say that? So that we would remember it. "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." I am with you always. Why did he say that? Well, the verses before it says, Jesus came to him and he told his disciples, Jesus has been given all authority. Authority in heaven and authority on the earth. Therefore, he says, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. What's important about that? The things that are important about it is, it's a promise. And the subtle difference to Jesus' promises and the promises from Father God, he keeps them. So we can't think in human terms about promises. So when he says, I will be with you always, it is significant. And remember, he's saying this to his disciples after he's been on the cross, and he's been on the cross and he has done everything for us. There's nothing you can do that is going to change things in the sense of putting yourself right. Jesus did everything on the cross. And that Jesus said, I will be with you always. And we need to know that in our heart, because that gives us praise. That's what we've been doing. We've been giving God our praise because of that knowledge. Jesus taught us in lots of different ways. different ways of how to understand him. Different ways so that Jesus could open us to be all that we should be in him. That's a progressive thing. It's like the bit from the Shrek film. We're layers of onions, aren't we? We're taking off layers. And God keeps doing that. He never gives up. He never gives up. If you don't get this is a prop. If you want to lift that, it's quite heavy actually. Okay? This is my toolbox. I got it when I was about 17 or 18. Somebody gave it to me. And I was really thrilled at getting a toolbox. It's got lots of stuff in here. And I have to say, because I'm a bit of a saddo, there's all sorts of stuff in here. And there's stuff from my father-in-law. My dad didn't have many tools. He had tools for bashing bits of rock. But I've got all sorts of tools in here. Now, why do I tell you this? Well, it's really cool because you can stand on it. I've got three more toolboxes. I actually brought them down the other day to put a projector up. I don't use this one very much. Mainly because it kills your arm trying to carry it. And there's all sorts of tools in there I don't even have to use now. Why was that important? Well, if you're of my generation, when you bought a car in those days, whether it was new, old or indifferent, you had to know how to repair it. My dad was really cool. He was able to afford to buy new cars. But within 18 months, you'd be replacing the exhaust. You would actually be repairing the bodywork. So when you were a young man in those days, you not only learnt to drive, you had to learn to use the tools. And there's stuff in there that I used to use on engines and things like that. I don't have to do anymore. Mainly because when you lift the bonnet, you can't even see an engine in most cars now. There's bits of plastic. What's the point of me telling you that? Is actually, well, sometimes I've got out of the habit of using my tools. And we can get out of the habit of using the tools God gives us. And as me getting out of the habit of using my tools, not using God's tools, is a bad habit. It says in Philippians, that almost came out right, chapter 4, it says, don't worry about anything. Well, that's easy. No, it's not easy, is it? Don't worry about anything. Don't worry. And when somebody's really worried and you go, don't worry about it, what do you do? It's okay for you to say that, Dave. But actually, the scriptures are amazing things because it gives you the answers. It says, instead, pray about everything. What are we really bad about? Praying about everything. Give some testimonies today. But it's the thing that makes the difference. That's why we can get to a place of not having to worry about everything. If we pray about everything, tell God what you need what you need, that's a clever bit, what you need, and thank him for all he has done. And thank him for what he has done, the difference he has already made. We all have God stories. And we're really cool at forgetting them. We need to thank him for what he's already done. Then, this is what you get. This is cool. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. Now, that's pretty serious sort of peace, isn't it? It exceeds anything that we can understand. His peace will guard, this is a good bit, guard your hearts, our hearts, my heart, and our minds. Does ever anybody have any turmoil in their mind? Well, yeah. But we need to remember this then, don't we? As you live in Christ Jesus, that is an amazing tool. We need to get it out of the box and use it all the time. This is a picture of me. No, it isn't a picture of me. But it is a picture very similar. And the picture is actually somebody doing an engine. And what I'm trying to demonstrate here is that we've got these tools and we need to practice and use them. Because it makes all the difference. And the difference between these mechanical tools and God's tools never fail. Now, for the technical amongst you, that is called a torque wrench. It actually is set to a certain level, so as you pull it, you can't over-tighten the bolts, okay? I borrowed a torque wrench from school, which was excellent. It saved me going and buying it. What was wrong with the torque wrench was, it was broken. I snapped all the engine bolts in my car. I spent a happy few hours chiseling out all the bolts to start again. It was great fun when you had to repair everything yourself. But the tools we've got, God's tools, will never fail. They will never fail. Okay, so how am I getting on? Praying on all occasions. Let's say, you remember that report you got at school, and at the bottom it said, he's doing better. Well, I got quite a few of those at school. He's doing better. And it's also becoming more attuned to what God's saying. Chap across the road, he lives in a flat. Haven't seen him for ages, so he comes out, and occasionally I see him and I go, "Hi, Paul." I'm really intense. And he walks off. But this day, I said to him, I did my whole line, "Hi, Paul," because I practiced it. I'm really cool at that bit, you know. And I realized he was up for a chat. So I said, "How are you doing?" I said, "I haven't seen you for ages. I've been in hospital for quite a long time." I'm thinking that would explain a few things where I hadn't seen him. And he'd had the whole of his, one of his main arteries replaced. And I'm thinking, I don't even want to think about that. Then he said, and it made such a difference, but unfortunately, after that, I had a slight bleed on his brain. And he lost his memory. Didn't remember his daughter, his friends, anybody. Pretty horrific. At this point, God goes, remember the tools. And I go, oh, yes. So I says to Paul, wow, that's like you've gone through all sorts there. Can I pray with you? And he says, yeah, that'd be great. That's incredible, isn't it? So I'm learning. Haven't got it cracked, but I'm learning. And I have to say, as I've learned over the years, I've seen God do amazing things. And I have to say, a lot of the time in the past, I haven't written them down. Why? Because I'm stupid. I've seen people's legs grow. I've seen eyes healed. I've seen people in emotional mess come out of the other side. What stops us with these things? And I have to say, the biggest thing that stops me is fear. And that can come in all sorts of guises. I'm going to put on, this is a clip, and it's a clip of a song. And we're just going to play that now. The important thing is I'm a child of God. I am no longer a slave.
Yeah.
I hope you were saying that for yourself. I am a child of God. I don't have to be a slave to fear. All my fears are drowned in perfect love. Where's that coming from? That's got to be from God, isn't it? I want to be drowned in God's love to cast out the fears and the rubbish that I've taken on board. What were some of my fears? My fears are, well, if you talk to people, they don't want to listen. What a lie that is. Another fear, that they won't want to be prayed for. What a lie. I've prayed for people now, and I have to say, it's slightly odd, in the most odd places now. Outside our house seems to be a favoured spot, you know. The other person I've met outside our house is the guy who lives in the block of flats opposite. He's a Muslim, having trouble with his eyes. So I said, do you want me to pray for you? So he says, yeah, that'd be good. He doesn't know what he's letting him himself for. Let God do some stuff for him. You never thought God's got a sense of humour. What did Richard say? We need to be courageous in the Holy Spirit. We're not doing this on our own. We're doing it in His strength. In Holy Spirit strength. When it gets tough, there's one set of footprints in the sand, and they're not ours. They're Jesus. I will always be with you. Ephesians 6, good reading. Lisa was talking about praying last week. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions. And what's this come after? It comes after about putting on the armour of God. Put on the belt of truth of who God is. This is a modern version. Body armour. Most people understand that as breastplate. Of righteousness. Of shoes of peace. We've already got to grips what difference God's peace makes. And the peace that brings good news. We are good news. So that you will be fully prepared, and in addition to all of these things, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil, to put on the helmet of salvation, and to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. More stuff in the toolbox. Pray on all occasions. After, straight after, it says putting on his armour. Step out. 2 people had the same reading this last week, Wendy and Rosina. Psalm 103. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart I will praise his holy name. Let all that I praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he has done for me. Give thanks. Praise him. Give thanks. He forgives my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth. Oh, it's good for me. My youth is renewed like eagles. We need to learn to worship and praise God. Psalms are amazing. It's interesting when you read some of them because they start with, oh, I'm having a really bad day. And then by the time you get a few verses in, it's going, but God is good. Why have I changed the screen? Because he wants us to fly. Fly like eagles. It's amazing, isn't it, when we worship and praise. In worship and praise, God does his stuff. He will bring healing. He will bring release. He will refresh us. Have you ever found yourself crying when you're singing? Have you ever found yourself on your knees? Have you ever found yourself, whoa? And you're standing there and there's this huge spotlight on you, except nobody else can see it, but you know it. What an amazing thing is. Oop, jumped to there. Bob and Nettie were given this by Tony Wassell. This is God's promise for us. Timidity and fear are going to be replaced with courage and boldness. You will see people being healed, being saved, demons fleeing. We need to trust and praise all of what God is doing us. I am a child of God. I don't have to walk in fear. Two sections from Matthew. This is how Jesus did it. Jesus travelled through all the towns and villages in the area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. Jesus travelled throughout the region of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease. Jesus brought good news. He was good news. He only had to be there. And people were healed. Matthew 10. Jesus called his disciples, his 12 disciples. Together he gave them authority to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and illness. Go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, and cast out demons. Give as freely as you have received. Jesus called his disciples. That's us, guys. That's us. He gave us authority. I am always with you. To go out to share the good news, to heal, to pray, to bring about change in people's lives. To tell about the good news. Give as freely as Jesus has given to us. Man alive, he's given us tons of stuff. I am a child of God. And in Jesus' name, I can overcome the fear that stops me. I can step out in the name of Jesus. Because he has given me freely. He's given you freely. He's given you in abundance. We step out in faith and grace. Because God's grace is all sufficient. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions. Did they always get it right? Absolutely not. One story. One of the men in the crowd spoke to him and said, "Teacher, I brought you my son who could, so you could heal him. He was possessed by an evil spirit that wouldn't let him talk. And whenever his spirit seizes him, it throws him violently to the ground, and he foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast out the evil spirit, but they couldn't." "What do you mean?" "If I can," Jesus said, "anything is possible if a person believes." He wasn't that talking about himself there. He's talking about us. Anything is possible if he believes. And the Father shouts out, "I believe, but help me with my unbelief." Be assured, they messed up and they were with Jesus 24/7. Are we going to mess up? Yes. But we do need to persist and we do need to overcome fear. We do need to take a step at a time. And that's the way faith steps work, one step at a time. This is a safe place to trust and praise and to step out. As we trust and praise, things will happen. This is from Isaiah. There's nowhere in Scripture that it says, "I only pray when I'm having a cracking day." It doesn't say when you're having a good day you're allowed to pray. It doesn't say if you're fully healed yourself, that's the day to pray. Think about Paul. Paul is talking about always having this thorn in his side. He still prayed. There's no difference for us. We need to trust and praise and keep going. And the scripture says, this is from Isaiah, "Come to me with your ears wide open, listen, and you will find life." What happens when we share Jesus? It then says in verse 11, "It is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit." Whenever we share Jesus, whenever we talk about Jesus, whenever we pray, whatever happens, it will always produce fruit. Because God is an amazing, fruitful God. He is creative. It will always bear fruit. Very quick story. I went out to Romania last year because I felt it was a good time to go, because I believed I needed to pray for some of the girls, because in my heart of hearts I wasn't sure that they would be with us now. So I went out. Jean gave me a word, and one of the words that I had was that I would meet somebody that I don't necessarily know with a red t-shirt. I met this young lady, and as I'm praying for two other girls, I suddenly struck me, God said, "Remember the red t-shirt." And I prayed for her, and I said, God has given me this word for you, that he loves you beyond imagination. She's suffering desperately with TB. She died on Thursday. But God put his heart on her last year, and Helen has given her scriptures through the year, and she gave her life, her heart. That's the joy. She's gone to heaven to be with God. She went in peace. God's word is always fruitful. There are no limitations as we step out in peace. We need to learn to pray. We need to declare healing. Jesus died for such as us, for such as them. We need to trust and praise God. And this is a safe place to do it. Praying for folks is such a privilege. It's just great. Being prayed for is such a privilege. It's like having a present. And it's not my birthday. But in God's eyes it is. I want us this morning to pray and allow God to pray for those people around us, because you are a child of God and you have authority from Jesus, and you can pray for absolutely anything. And that's what we need to keep in our heads. We can pray for absolutely anything. And it can be praying for healing. It can be praying for a blessing. It can pray for refreshing. It can pray for restoration. It can be praying for emotional distress. It doesn't make any difference to God. We stack it up as being more complicated to pray for this than that. But it doesn't for God. When we pray for healing, he will do stuff, whatever. And he loves healing people. He loves healing people. Now I'm going to ask the guys to stick the heating on so we don't freeze to death. And just give a few minutes to allow people just to pray for each other. One last thing is, and I've had this for 2 weeks now, and I think I just should say it, is that if there's somebody here that actually feels they've never actually given their heart to Jesus, there are two or three people, Alan, Wendy and Bob, if you feel you've never given your heart to Jesus, you've never done that as a solid thing, and this isn't really heavy or anything, just go and see them and they'll pray with you. There's no pressure, God just wants to bless you. And for the rest of you, I just want you to take a few moments and pray for the people around you. I'd love to spend the next hour just praying for every one of you. But that isn't the point. The point is, we are all children of God. He has given all of us authority to change, because Jesus changed everything. Okay.
Okay, this is a safe place, so I want to say how we're going to do this. I don't want a male praying with a female, okay? We want male and male, or male with female with male. I don't want male praying with male, or female just praying with male, okay? Because that makes a safe place, because we have an enemy who in this safe place would want to cause havoc. So we go on the back of what Dave is saying, but we also good stewards of what God is saying, okay?